those whose hearts cry for more of me, I desire to give you a fresh look at me and a greater understanding of dependency on me. I am your peace and joy and the strength you need. I am the anointing. Without me, you can do nothing. A deeper understanding of my presence in you and with you is what I have for those who are seeking. There is greater intimacy with me that I desire to lead you into, and the doors of worship are always open to enter into a deeper, seeking my face knowing of me. I delight in the fellowship of worship, whereby you purposely fix your attention on me, reaching beyond thoughts, feelings, or the distractions of natural things. I delight in your gaze being fastened intently on me as your heart reaches into the intimate fellowship where nothing seems to exist but you and me. Oh, to have this kind of fellowship with you is my delight and purpose, to give you glimpses and looks into my glory. For it is my desire that you know and behold me in greater measures. To worship is to exercise humility. There is a greater work that I do in the chambers of worship, where you reach for me and I draw near to you. Precious are the times in worship where I invite you in, and you invite me in to have my way with you. As I present myself to you, and you present yourself to me, the greatest of exchanges takes place as I receive of your love for me, and I come and show you more of me, and minister to your need for me. Oh, there is land of inheritance yet to walk through of seeing who you are and seeing greater aspects of my glory. Intimate times of fellowship, times of worship are your inheritance, available for all who would humble themselves to come and partake of my desire for you to know me intimately. Truly, it is my desire for you to know me, and that I may come and manifest myself to you in times of your reaching for me, the one you need in all things.